理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom. We're glad that you can join us today as we begin this month's What Would You Do article.
You know, Vicki, sometimes there's a difference between the way people look at us and the way we really are, and that can cause some confusion in our relationships.
That's true, and we will be talking about a relationship or relationships in this article. Friendship, sometimes what one considers to be a good friend might be different from another person's perspective.
That's right. So let's get started with A Good Friend on page 8.
A Good Friend? Josh is good friends with his classmates Leah and Kara. One day, when Josh and Leah are chatting, Leah shares, "I feel like I can tell Kara anything. She's such a good listener. She's one of my best friends." A few days later, Josh and Kara are studying together. While they're studying, Kara makes several sarcastic comments about Leah. "I thought you and Leah were good friends," Josh says. Kara shrugs. "She's okay, but she's not one of my favorite people." Josh knows Leah doesn't share openly with many people, but she trusts Kara. And now he knows Kara may not be worthy of Leah's trust.
Well, students, we do want to point out that the title has a question mark behind it, so it gives us the idea that perhaps the story is about a friend that is not so good.
Right, and if the friend is not so good, can it really be called a friend, or can this person truly be a friend?
Well, let's get started and find out about the situation. Well, as always with our What Would You Do lessons, we start out giving you the scenario or the situation, and then we give you a chance to think about some different options. So first we see Josh is good friends with his classmates, Leah and Kara.
Okay, Josh is a boy. Leah and Kara are two girls. One day when Josh and Leah are chatting, Leah shares, "I feel like I can tell Kara anything. She's such a good listener. She's one of my best friends." Now let's back up for a second. When someone shares with you, they're talking to you, they're confiding in you, they're telling you things of the heart.
Okay, and we do see here that they were just chatting. At first, probably they were talking about things that were not too important. But then she opens up and she begins to tell him some things. So when you tell something, as you said, in this case, it's sharing something maybe deeper from the heart.
So now Leah is talking to Josh and she says to Josh, "I feel like I can tell Kara anything." So Leah really trusts Kara with her emotions.
And I think she trusts Josh, too, so she's telling him about the situation. She really likes Kara. She feels that she can share things with her and not be afraid that maybe Kara will tell other people.
Okay, so we're setting up the story here. Three friends. I think right now we can see that they're all quite good friends. They like to talk and share with each other. A few days later, though, Josh and Kara are studying together. While they're studying, Kara makes a sarcastic comment, several, actually, about Leah.
That's right. So remember now, Leah was saying that she can tell Kara anything. She's her best friend. She's a good listener, all those things. Now we're seeing that actually her friend Kara is saying some things negative about her.
Sarcastic remarks. Remarks that are disrespectful. Remarks that perhaps poke fun at someone. behind their back, remarks that might hurt the emotions.
Right, that's exactly what it means to be sarcastic. It means to often try to hurt somebody or make fun of another person. This is sometimes what we call a type of humor called sarcasm, and it can be very hurtful.
Well, this is what Kara was doing to Leah. She was saying some sarcastic comments, and this confused Josh because Josh thought Kara and Leah were close friends.
So Josh actually says this to her. He said, "I thought you and Leah were good friends." Now, he assumed that because of what actually Leah had said earlier about Kara.
Mm-hmm. Kara shrugs. She shrugs her shoulders. She's okay, but she's not one of my favorite people. Now, again, we shrug our shoulders when we show indifference. We shrug our shoulders when we don't know something.
Right. It's just the idea to raise your shoulders and to drop them. So a lot of times we'll say raise our shoulders shrug our shoulders or just shrug. So we see here that Kara shrugs, acting as though she doesn't know what's going on or she's indifferent.
And she says, she's okay. Now, okay, Vicki, can have so many meanings, mm-hmm. right? What does okay mean particularly in this place?
Well, in this place, it's more of the idea, well, she's so-so. She's not my best friend. She's not my worst enemy. She's just kind of there in the middle.
Right, right. Indifferent. She doesn't care one way or the other. She doesn't have any special attachment to this girl. But she's not one of my favorite people, she said. So she gives the indication that, well, we're not really friends.
Right. Now, we can use this kind of when we're eating something as well. If you say, hey, do you really like that? Oh, it's okay. It's the same idea. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's okay. Well, this is very different from what Leah had been saying about Kara. So Josh says, well, it says here, Josh knows Leah doesn't share openly with many people, but she trusts Kara. So he's now concerned that because of this, she trusts Kara. She's been sharing things with Kara. Now he's worried that Kara might hurt Leah.
Right. Well, Leah is a very private person. She doesn't trust people very easily. She does trust Kara, and Josh knows this. So Josh wants to help out. Kara may not be worthy of Leah's trust, it says. So when you are worthy of someone's trust, that means you deserve to be in that inner circle, so to speak, to be able to listen to your friends. They can confide in you. They can trust in you. And know that you will handle their emotions and the things that they say with care.
Often we talk about a person being trustworthy, and that's the same idea. When a person is trustworthy, you can put your trust in them, knowing that they are going to keep your secrets. They're not going to hurt you.
Right, so here's the situation. Well, when we get back from our break, we'll take a look at the first decision. Don't go away.
True or false, a shrug is an expression of confidence. True or false, a shrug is an expression of confidence. False, when someone shrugs, it probably means they don't know about something, or perhaps they don't really care.
Well, students, welcome back. We are taking a look at our What Would You Do article. Let's review really quickly our situation. Josh has just heard from Leah that Kara is her best friend. She can share everything with her. But then we found out that Kara doesn't feel the same way.
Kara is very indifferent. She doesn't really think of Leah that way as a best friend. In fact, sometimes she says sarcastic things about Leah, and those are very hurtful things.
So now Josh is kind of in an awkward position. He wants to protect Leah. He doesn't want to see her get hurt. And so what should he do? Let's take a look at the first decision right now.
A good friend? If you were Josh, what would you do? Would you do this? Decision 1. The next day, Josh talks to Leah.
Leah, do you remember when you told me how much you appreciated Kara's friendship?
Yes.
Well, I don't think Kara sees herself as your close friend.
I know, she's friends with everyone, but...
Actually, Leah, I've heard her complain about you behind your back.
What? I had no idea Kara could be so two-faced.
She doesn't hate you or anything, but she doesn't feel like you two really click. You might want to find someone else to confide in.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Leah. I really hope I haven't hurt you by telling you this. I just figured that if I were you, I'd want to know.
Okay, we see in decision one that Josh decides to talk to Leah. He decides to go back to her and tell her that Kara doesn't feel the same way about her that she feels about Kara.
Okay, so in a sense, he's kind of warning Leah about Kara because Kara doesn't really feel as strongly about the relationship that Leah does.
Okay, so Josh says, Leah, do you remember when you told me how much you appreciated Kara's friendship? So he's just beginning there and saying, do you remember that? And of course she does. So Josh goes on then to explain what he's concerned about.
In line four, Josh says, well, we can see that he's hesitating. He really doesn't know exactly how to approach this, but he does say, I don't think Kara sees herself as your close friend. So the way you see Kara and the way Kara feels about the relationship is different, and there's some confusion.
Mm-hmm. They have a different perspective on this, so she doesn't see herself as your close friend. She doesn't think of herself as being Leah's close friend.
Okay, Leah says, I know, she's friends with everyone, but, okay, and here are the three dots again. This means that Josh actually cut her off. She was not able to finish her sentence. So let me try to finish the sentence, if I may. I'll guess that she would have said, I think she's friends with everyone, but with me, I feel a certain closeness with Kara.
Okay, or I feel special, that our friendship is special. But Josh says, actually, Leah, I've heard her complain about you behind your back. So Josh has actually heard Kara say some negative things about Leah.
Right, we remember before, Kara was actually saying some sarcastic things behind her back. And behind someone's back means without the other person's knowledge.
Okay, so Leah says, what? I had no idea Kara could be so two-faced. Now, this is a good word to learn, two-faced. It just simply means that the person you see or the person maybe talking to you says one thing, but behind your back, maybe they act a different way or say other things.
Right, which means that that person is deceitful. And they're pretending to be something they're not. Let's take a look at this idiom in today's conversation. Hi, Susie.
I'm not speaking to you. I don't like you anymore.
What are you talking about, Susie? I thought we were best friends.
Not anymore. I can't trust you. You are so two-faced.
Two-faced? I'm not two-faced. I'm still the same nice guy.
No, you're two-faced. Today, you say you're my friend, but later, you'll say something else.
Susie, I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is that you're my friend. Come on, let's go get some ice cream. Let's go to the movies.
No, you're two-faced. I saw you yesterday, and you weren't nice to me at all.
Susie, we didn't see each other yesterday.
Yes, we did, and you upset me a lot. Sometimes you act so differently.
Well, it's not because I'm two-faced.
Then why is it?
You probably met my brother, my twin brother, Roger. Oh, look, here he comes now.
And he looks just like you. That explains it. Okay, let's go to the movies.
Oh, boy, come on.
Okay, so he wasn't really two-faced, he was a twin.
Right.
Okay, well, we see here that maybe Kara is being two-faced because she hasn't been all that honest, or maybe she's a little hypocritical.
Big word. Well, Leah is visibly hurt, and Josh says, she doesn't hate you or anything. Now, Josh could have said, she doesn't hate you, and the period could have ended the sentence there. But he says, hate you or anything, which means anything like that. There's no reason to worry that Kara hates you.
You know, it's unfortunate that Josh chose to even say this, because I think if you say this to someone, it already makes the other person feel badly, because you know that then obviously they don't like you, right?
Yeah. And you know, Kara says she doesn't really care one way or another about Leah. Indifference is almost as bad as hate in some ways. When someone doesn't care anything about you,
it can hurt. Well, we see here Josh goes on to say, but she doesn't feel like you two really click. So when two people don't click, it's almost like they don't make a connection. There's something missing there. Maybe they don't communicate well or something else.
They don't interact well together. Another idiom that we use is hit it off. They don't hit it off very well. They don't click, or they don't interact well.
Okay, they don't get along very well. In this case, that's kind of what happened. It didn't seem like the relationship was working at all. Josh says, you might want to find someone else to confide in. So he's telling Leah, you know, this relationship with Kara is not maybe the ideal relationship for you. If you are sharing things with her that you don't want her to pass on, it's probably not a good idea.
Okay, so he's warning her and he's suggesting to her, find another friend. You might want to find someone else that you can trust and really talk to on an emotional level.
Now, when you confide in someone, that's what you're doing. You're sharing some things with them, expecting them to keep a secret or to keep things private.
Right. Leah says, oh, she doesn't really have much to say. I think it's because she's hurt inside. She says, oh. Josh says, I'm sorry, Leah. I really hope I haven't hurt you by telling you this, but I think he has.
Right. And he says, I just figured that if I were you, I would want to know. So Josh is putting himself in her situation. Whenever we say, if I were you, we're putting ourselves in someone else's shoes and saying, now, if I were in this situation, I'd want to know.
Right. If I was in your position, I hope you would have told me.
Okay, well, we're going to the chat room in a moment, but before we do, we want to find out what some of our friends who study with us had to say about decision one.
Well, if I were Josh, I would definitely choose decision one, just because I consider Leah is one of my best friends, and I also care about the relationship and friendship between me and Leah. So that's why I will choose decision one.
In decision one, what you say is too direct, and it might hurt Leah's feeling. I think Joe should be more careful when he talks to Leah, so I don't like decision one.
In decision one, if I were Josh, I won't do this. Even what Kara told Josh is about her true feeling, but it still shouldn't tell him by me. That would really hurt Leah's feeling. So I think the most important thing is we need to cherish our friendship. We don't need to do anything to destroy this kind of relationship.
Hello, welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel.
Now in today's lesson, Kara doesn't feel that she and Leah really click. We just heard Vicky explain the meaning of click. But Rachel, doesn't clique also mean a small group of friends?
Ah, you're thinking of another clique, C-L-I-Q-U-E. That kind of clique is a small, exclusive group of friends. Cliques are usually common in high school and college, and they're usually also formed by girls.
Clique 有两个字, 课文中的 clique, C-L-I-C-K, 是指两个人可以合得来。 可是呢, 另外一个 clique, C-L-I-Q-U-E, 这是个名词, 这个 clique 指的是小团体, 党派, 尤其是青少年女生很爱组的那种小圈圈, 叫做a clique. So is it good or bad to form cliques?
When kids are in their teens, they often try to fit in, and cliques are a result of that. On the positive side, cliques offer friendship and support. But there's also a lot of peer pressure within cliques.
Isn't there usually a leader in a clique?
Yes, and we can refer to her as the queen bee.
Ah, this brings back high school memories. You know, cliques often make kids feel excluded, and some kids even feel like they're outcasts.
That's right, and that's a negative side of cliques. We call people who like to form cliques, cliquish.
有一个形容词 cliquish, 就是爱结党的排他的。那有 click 的形成呢，就难免会有所谓的 peer pressure, 同侪压力。那因为 click 通常都是女生组成的，所以在一个 click 里面的那个领袖，那个头头也会称她为 Queen Bee, 一个女王蜂。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章我们第一个来看的是 sarcastic 这个形容词。注意它的重音在第二音节念成 sarcastic。Sarcastic 是指讽刺的或者是挖苦人的。例如 sarcastic remarks, R-E-M-A-R-K-S, 意思是挖苦人的话或者是评语。或者是 sarcastic tone, 嘲讽的语调。它的名词是 sarcasm, S-A-R-C-A-S-M, 意思是讥讽或挖苦。注意它的重音是在第一音节念成 sarcasm。例如 a hint of sarcasm, 一丝挖苦的意味。继续我们看 shrug 这个动词。shrug 是指耸肩这个动作，表示不在乎或者是无所谓。也可以说成 shrug one's shoulders。注意它的过去式还有过去分词是重复字尾 g 加上 ed。现在分词也是重复字尾 g 加上 ing。例如 I asked Linda where her brother was, she just shrugged and said, I don't know. 我问 Linda 她弟弟在哪里，她耸耸肩说我不知道啊。最后我们看 click 这个动词。click 我们之前学过是指用滑鼠去点选某个电脑的图示。但是 click 在这里是指人与人之间很投缘或者是很快成为好友，是一个很口语的用法。例如 They met at a party and clicked right away. 他们在一个派对上认识，马上就一见如故。 And that's all the time we have for today. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Sarcastic. Mandy's sarcastic comments really hurt my feelings. Shrug. Hannah didn't say yes or no. She just shrugged her shoulders. Two-faced. Tom is really two-faced. He's not as nice as he pretends to be. Click. Tim and Terry really clicked the first time they met. They get along very well. A good friend? Josh is good friends with his classmates Leah and Kara. One day, when Josh and Leah are chatting, Leah shares, I feel like I can tell Kara anything. She's such a good listener. She's one of my best friends. A few days later, Josh and Kara are studying together. While they're studying, Kara makes several sarcastic comments about Leah. I thought you and Leah were good friends, Josh says. Kara shrugs. She's okay, but she's not one of my favorite people. Josh knows Leah doesn't share openly with many people, but she trusts Kara, and now he knows Kara may not be worthy of Leah's trust. If you were Josh, what would you do? Would you do this? Decision 1. The next day, Josh talks to Leah.
Leah, do you remember when you told me how much you appreciated Kara's friendship?
Yes?
Well, I don't think Kara sees herself as your close friend.
I know, she's friends with everyone, but...
Actually, Leah, I've heard her complain about you behind your back.
What? I had no idea Kara could be so two-faced.
She doesn't hate you or anything, but she doesn't feel like you two really click. You might want to find someone else to confide in.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Leah. I really hope I haven't hurt you by telling you this. I just figured that if I were you, I'd want to know.
Well, Steve, in many ways, this is a very awkward situation that Josh is in. He probably wants to help both of his friends. But in decision one, going to talk to Leah, do you think that was a good one?
I do. I would like to see Leah know now about Kara rather than wait. I know it hurts Leah right now, but I think the hurt might be deeper if she found out later.
So you think Josh is really trying to save her from being hurt more in the future?
I do, and I think I would agree with this decision.
Okay, well, next time when we come back together, we'll be taking a look at decision 2 and decision 3. Be sure to join us. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.